I've already forwarded this email to John McLaughlin, the CEO, and asked him to discuss it with his directors and all senior management. This is life and death stuff. The fire can happen in a dwelling house, it could happen in any building. And, you know, this sort of pass in the buck is what we've been getting for too long. You know, Irish Water has been in place now a very long time, and it's a time to sort out some of these wee anomalies. They're really saying that the council has to go out now and find the faults and then pass them to them. You know, I don't know what part of responsibility they don't get. Like, so there's obviously a lack of communication between Donegal County Council and Askern, and I presume it's the same in every county. I'll be making some further emails to find out if this is typical of what's going on. But really, you know, I know and everybody else knows, we see where there's fire hydrants that they've been tarred over, not necessarily by the council either, it could be private contractors or anybody else. There's grass going over them. Some of them can't be opened. Some of them, the valves is broke. Some of them don't have water going to them for whatever reason, I don't know. They've been there, they've been put there. So there's a while of ifs and buts. And, you know, when we're dealing with fire and fire authority and lives, like, we need to get something. And, you know, for two authorities under the government to be acting in this way, I just think it's terrible now. I'm very, very disappointed, you know, when they've turned around and asked the local authority to send them a defects report when they should be actually out doing it themselves.
Is it your belief then that it's time for Donegal County Council, the Chief Executive, the Chief Fire Officer, other representatives of the Fire Service and Uisce Éireann to sit down and hammer this out between them? Because it seems to be going from Billy to Jack. There have been discussions on this in various MD meetings. There's been discussions at the plenary meetings in Lifford. It's been going around and around in circles. It's now been firmly established. Uisce Éireann has the responsibility, but you're saying they have the responsibility, but they don't appear to be taking it.
Yeah, and I also proposed many times, I proposed that we actually should once a month or twice a month, should send out our fire staff, bring them out on training, whatever, and bring them out and let them go around and test them as part of their role. Like, I'm sure they'll be agreeable to that they will go out and they would be the front line. They would know exactly. Then they can draw up the report and give it to the council, and the council then can give it to Irish, if that needs to be done. But that's not been done. Occasionally they do, if they come on one, they report it, but it's haphazard. It's not done as a matter of routine every weekend. For example, there, I'm getting an awful lot of queries this last couple of years up around Bracca to Ballinamore up there. There's very, very poor water up there. We've been pushing to upgrade the water, the quantity, and the valves and all the infrastructure up there. And we've been told it's going to take a long, long time. So what happens if a fire up in that way? They have to go to Glenbeys or Ballybuffet to get water. You know, this type of thing. So you have a remote area. It's also the quantity of the water, never mind the very poor infrastructure, and just simply not acceptable. So I'll be waiting now to get a response back from both. I've already replied to Irish Water, or Askern as they're called now, telling the response is inadequate.
You did say that you could foresee a situation where fire crews go out on a regular basis and test hydrants and report those back. Is that not exactly what Uisce Éireann is looking for? And is there an argument to say that perhaps the fire crews on the ground are best placed to assess what's needed, where it's needed, and what the level of priority of those needs are?
Well, maybe this cuts to the chase. Maybe it's all about money. Maybe Donegal County Council feels that if Irish Water wants County Council staff, particularly the firemen, to go out and do this as part of routine training and just checking that, then maybe Irish Water should be paying the council to do this. The council probably feels they shouldn't be doing it. They're already covering the fire. So look, I don't know why it's not there. I know it's not been done. I know from speaking to fire personnel, fire managers in various stations, they'll be very much up for it. It'll be good as part of their training and routine work. So I would say that the fire personnel would be up for it. They take it maybe a day every month or 2 days or whatever, training for a few hours to do it. But it just needs to be done. You know, it's too much passing the buck. And this is where the separation became between Donegal County Council, Water Services, and Irish Water. They've had a long, long number of years now to do this. This is not a trivial matter. This is one of the more important matters.